Sister.
Mom! For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Okay, so this is Sisters of Mercy, take two.
Podcast, yeah, because we've just done about 5 minutes worth without plugging in the microphone.
So
excellent start. Podcasters, we're fine. Woo! Hi. So thank you for listening in to us. We are the Sisters of Mercy podcast. We thought we'd give this a little whirl because I guess we love talking.
Yeah.
And there are many things in our lives that irritate us, make us laugh. And
we're not busy enough, so we thought we'd do something else.
Yeah, and we find each other completely hilarious, so we might as well share that mirth with other people. So I guess who we are. So I'm Louise.
And I'm Helen.
And we are sisters.
We are sisters, yeah.
I am big sister.
And I am little sister.
But in a lot of ways, Helen is big sister and looks after little sister, which opposite way around sometimes. Isn't it?
She just means that I'm pretty bossy.
Yeah, she is bossy, yeah. We'll leave it at that, yeah. She's a control freak. I think we all are in our own way. Why have we decided to do a podcast?
Why have we decided to do a podcast?
Because, well, we're not busy enough, are we?
No,
we've got
starters.
Enough going on in our lives. We've got kids, we've got husbands, we've got
jobs. Extracurricular activities coming
school,
up the wazoo.
School coming out of us. Ears and buttholes and never-ending stuff to do, but we spend most of our time chirping at each other,
and we needed an outlet for people to hear the moans and groans we have about life.
Yeah, and I think most people will listen in and think, absolutely, that winds me up. I will say at the outset that some opinions may be controversial.
Yeah, if you're easily offended or you are beige, I think is the word I would go for, then turn off. It's not for you.
It's not for you.
There's a plethora of colour in our language and in our opinions.
I think at this point we've probably only got one listener, and that's Mum. So, Mum.
Hey, Mum. Listen, number one.
You're not beige, don't worry. But actually, it's probably to get a bit of stress out as well, isn't it, actually?
Definitely.
Just sit and talk to each other.
Yeah.
And we don't get to talk to each other, which is quite nice.
Yeah,
so we
find
out a lot about what we've done in the week, actually.
Yeah.
That we've not done, even though we see each other every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so this kind of reminds me of when we were kids. So we used to do this a lot when we were about 8 or 9.
Yeah, probably. And we had an old school recorder, tape recorder.
And an organ.
And we used to do the whole press play and record at the same time.
Yeah.
And intro,
you were recording the charts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Intro ourselves in, and regularly halfway through our recording, Mum would call us down for tea.
Oh, God, yeah. She used to shout from up the stairs. We were like, Mum, we're in the middle of a broadcast here. And didn't you have the recorder as well?
Yeah, we had a recorder. The jingle was a recorder. Amazing. So this is the updated version.
Digital version, like 30 years later.
Laptop and a microphone.
We
know what we're doing. I mean, I will tell you, it took us a good 20 minutes to work out how to set up the microphone and the laptop. So that alone could tell you how technology friendly we are.
I think we've done pretty well. So far, so good. Yeah, so we're going to do this on a Thursday night, apart from school holidays, probably, when we're too busy.
Yeah.
Because we have kids.
Yeah.
I've got one boy.
And I've got three, one girl, two boys. God, I didn't even know my own kids there for a minute.
And we've also got, Helen's got a chihuahua, which is currently scratching at my legs to get picked up. So there we go. But they go to Beavers on a Thursday night.
Yes.
So we get 1 hour of peace to do what we want. So we've wasted 20 minutes plugging in a microphone.
The kids' activities where you can drop a run are my favourite.
Yeah,
like, it's my new first stipulation for, you want to take what activity? Yeah. And is it adult attended or can I drop and run? Yeah, we can do it. How much is it? Don't care.
Love a good drop and run, yeah. So we get Thursday nights to do nothing. So we thought, rather than cleaning our houses.
Yeah. Which I don't do anyway.
Yeah. We're feeling guilty that we're not cleaning the house.
That's the one.
Or doing some sort of really educational activity, then we'll record the podcast instead. So
yeah.
I guess the aim of this is that we'll cover some hot topics everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and on a daily basis, something irks me. So
that word irk.
Yeah, irk. So I think we won't run out of topics at all.
And I think, do you know what, we are both people.
Very much a people person.
But people piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They piss me off on a regular basis.
Yeah, as much as I love people, I also hate people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what we'll try and cover up. Hopefully we'll make you laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And hopefully none of the
opinions that we have are meant with any malice. No, already hurt. And I hope that nobody that we know, if they ever do listen to this.
If you see yourself in it, just laugh at it. That you've made a mark on our lives in some way.
Because we're not perfect. And I'm pretty sure that I irk somebody on a daily basis also.
That's gonna come out to the nth degree that neither of us are perfect. No. And that's the point in it. Yeah. I think it's about sitting here and chatting, and actually, you know, I'll be honest and say mentally I struggle with anxiety, and a lot of that is around meeting up to people's
pressure.
Expectations.
It's hugely down to pressure.
The old perfect mum thing. And
It's okay to be a bad mum sometimes. And it's not being a bad mum, that's the thing.
No, it's not being a bad mum, and none of us have got our shit together. Not a single one of us. So.
Hopefully there'll be a few people who listen, if anyone, and think, do you know what, hold my hands up, I'm right there with you. So
absolutely.
if that's what we get out of it, then winner.
Absolutely. If we get 5 listeners, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'll be happy, but yeah.
Sisters!
So, like, I keep thinking, you know, I think if we're quite good at this, then, you know, where does this go for us? You're like, there's all these YouTubers and these people, you know, kids want to be YouTubers, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I think in the secret half hearts, we would like to be too.
Yeah, totally. So I'm like, you know, what if we got like 20 listeners? What if we got 100 listeners? Like, where could this go?
Where could we end up?
Yeah, so I'm like... If we became like celebrity podcasters, I'm talking Zeds because you know you see these people.
What are you thinking? Like to the point where we get asked to do a commercial for Tampax?
And... Well, that you know that was gonna be so. The two things I was thinking about was if we get like Z-listy famous or people like listen to it.
Yeah.
A, what reality show would you really want to be asked to do? Even if it was like you're the lowest paid.
I know exactly straight away. I'd do Strictly.
Me too.
And Strictly?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to.
I'd be freaking awesome at it as well, to be fair.
But I think you'd be good in like Jungle.
Do you think?
Yeah. See, I would.
I've got the mental state for Jungle.
Totally. I would be the Gemma Collins of Jungle.
I think you're playing yourself down there. I think you do okay. I do, but
maybe I won't be as dramatic as.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be great at the challenges.
No, I don't think I'd be great at the challenges. It's never been athleticism. It's never been my strong part. Mental challenges. So yeah. I think I'd be quite good on like you know like Celebrity Chase or something. I'm quite or Celebrity Crystal Maze.
Would you like yourself to Anne?
I would probably be the Anne of the Jungle. I couldn't do Jungle. Dancing on Ice, I'd be shy on Dancing on Ice because I don't like cold. Yeah. I can't stand up properly.
Although I like the idea of it, I think it's definitely one of the harder ones.
I just think you're hardcore, so you'd probably give out a go. But
yeah, I probably would. But I'd love to do Big Brother as well.
Would you? See, I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, like with my hairy legs and that, I would literally be just like paranoid about...
The only bit I'd have worry with Celebrity Big Brother, obviously, it would be Celebrity.
Oh, yeah,
it'd be
absolutely.
Zedlin's
yeah,
you'd
be in there.
Having a poo.
Yeah, but I think on the celeb one, they're like really tight on the toilets and stuff. Yeah, I don't think there's any, unless you're going in for a snog or a beef.
Yeah.
I don't think you get
on. Somebody somewhere can hear you pooing.
Whether it is on the telly or not. Don't get on the edit, yeah.
Dave in the sound booth listens to you knocking one out, and we both know mine ain't quiet, so... Maybe you switch your mic off as you go in.
Well, maybe. So I'm just going to say that's a shit job. But
maybe you have to go, Dave, I'm just going to drop one. Yeah, turn me off.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I never thought of that, to be fair. I think that, no, it wouldn't bother me. It'd be like, yeah, the whole, you know, having to pluck my beard out and, me, you know, shave my legs and that on telly.
So you're saying that you would go for a celebrity reality show where there was downtime?
Oh, yeah.
Behind closed doors?
Yeah, they'd have to do me up. Yeah. Like, I don't think I'd, like, I'm not naturally... I'd need someone to say, you stand here and do this. But I think, yeah, I think Strictly would be definitely my first choice.
Yeah, we're definitely, I think we're more age appropriate for Strictly in the Jungle.
Yeah, yeah. We're not, like, We're not like an Anton de Beck partner.
No. No, no. You'd be endeavoured if you got Anton de Beck.
You'd be like that, like going out in your bib and something, going, right, I'm ready, I'm ready. You know, I want AJ. And then they go, Anton de Beck. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you'd know that you've been cursed if you knew that
you were in the elderly age bracket at that point.
Speaking of celebrity programmes, bit of off topic, but did you watch that Harry's Heroes?
Yeah.
Didn't know David Seaman had married that.
I knew that. Yeah, Frankie well from Dancing on Earth. I think she's his like second wife. I don't know if it was a bit under controversy that he'd. He'd gone out.
I never knew that.
See, I did.
No,
I knew that.
I never knew.
There's been a few of them on Dancing on Ice that have copped off.
Not as many as Strictly.
No, but it don't get the press that Strictly gets, does it?
No. But and I think our husbands would be safe in the knowledge that we're probably not going to get snapped up by Giovanni. And
I doubt it. I'm no Ashley Roberts.
No, not going to happen. No. Not, I mean, not because of us, because of them. They were the
Yes. Yeah, I've got to get back from school run, Giovanni, do you fancy coming? They're like, no, love, you're not right. I'd love it though. I think that would be my absolute fave. I mean, to be fair, in my own living room at home.
I am on Strictly.
I got the moves anyway. So.
Yeah, are there any celebrity singing programmes?
Well, there's going to be a Celebrity X Factor this year, isn't there?
Yeah, I feel like if there was, like, the one that they do for the show, like, to be in the musicals.
There's that All-Star Musicals that's been on. I think that would be... Yeah, it's more you. I would do the X Factor one. I'm a bit more pop. You would want to do that.
I want to be Greatest Showman.
Yeah, you'd
Joseph.
Want, you'd want... Yeah,
Lucky,
like,
Doll,
yeah, like the ones that Lloyd Webber did. Where,
yes, exactly like that.
Yeah, I think that's
if
more...
If I could sing, then it'd be great. Yes.
Chuchins!
Yeah, I'm into the feels.
Yeah.
I've got all the feels.
Yeah, I think so. But, like, yeah, so that... I think that from a celebrity reality show. But what about, like, products do you think we would get asked to sponsor?
Products that you get asked to sponsor.
I would definitely get a Ten Lady, 100%.
Yeah, you would get 100%,
because I'll mention this a fair few times on this podcast, I guess, that, you know, trampolines are my nemesis. You know, if I get caught out with a vicious sneeze in a public place and I've had a couple of cans of pop, it's not good.
To be fair, I don't suffer with your affliction. However, that one time we went and did that trampolining class, that fitness class, I'd drank a tea 2 minutes before we did it, and by the time we finished, it was down to my knees.
Well, to be fair, I'd not drunk all morning, peed and twice before we got on, Tenor loaded up like brick style. I think I put, like, stacked up. It was like Princess and the Pea had, like, stacked up, like, four of them. And even then, as soon as we bounced, it were all over. So I just gave it up and just passed it off as sweat. But, you know, millions of women
have
that.
To everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would definitely say Eternal Lady would come and knock in. I am definitely a whoops moment. In my wisdom. So I definitely think that. And then, I don't know. Maybe, like, for me, it'd be some sort of hair removal product, like Venus, but like the razor, but like a real one. So, not when they've got a pre-shaved leg and then they just do the.
You hear the.
For me, it would literally be like.
The
machete would be out.
Louise has got a constant Brillo pad.
Oh, it's unbelievable. My poor husband. He loves it. He just gets past it. He has to.
I don't know what I've
always had good hair on my head though.
Oh yeah,
I've always had nice hair, so I kind of think, well, you know, if you're gonna have nice hair on your head, you're probably gonna have to have it elsewhere.
You can't have it all, can you? And let's be honest, I don't think the guys actually notice.
Nah,
my husband wouldn't notice if I'd shaved my legs.
They just get a green light and it's not really.
There's no way near my legs, to be fair.
They probably don't know if you get pajama bottoms on or not, so. Just Martin probably thinks that I have quite a lot, so I'm just it's just winter season.
I think I'd get probably like I'd hope to get like the Iceland adverts.
Oh yeah, prom ring.
I love a good prom ring. If Kerry Katona could be Iceland,
Jason Donovan.
Peter Andre's had it. I wouldn't call it.
That just reminded me. My mum watched it till the other day, and Andy Peters came on. She said, "Oh, look at Peter Andre."
Oh,
like Mumps Andy Peters. That's who I meant.
I'm sure our mum and dad will come up regularly on this podcast as well. They're crackers.
Well, I think our whole family and friends will, so yeah, just count yourself lucky. If you get mentioned, it's for a good reason. It's here's to hoping that we get at least, 20 followers and 10 a lady come and knock in with a sponsorship deal.
If we get 3 followers, three people listen to the podcast, then we'll do another one next week.
Yeah, yeah, we need at least 3 people, so come on, let us know if you've listened or not.
Sisters! We really are beginners to this game because we have just done another 5-minute recording without plugging in the microphone.
Yay! It was crap anyway, so you're all right.
Yeah.
Start that bit again.
We've saved you.
Yeah, we have saved you. It was a bit of trash, so we're all right.
So we've now moving on to our next section of the podcast, which is our irks of the week.
Irks of the week. We've gone with the word irk. I like that.
It's crowned our phrase.
I think irks is the right word because it's not, it's not stuff that's like mega made my head explode.
No, it's pet peeves, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the things that...
People are tools, stuff, innit? Yeah. I think that's probably about right. Stuff that just winds me up and I can do without. I actually quite like a bit of a wind-up sometimes, just like to sit and...
To be honest, if I went through a week and no one irked me, I would probably think, life's a bit boring.
It is. It's good to get wound up. So what have you got? What have you got for me?
Right, okay, so...
I'm not in this list, am I?
No, you're not. I promise. Not yet, anyway. I'm sure you'll probably an offender.
Yeah, we'll just have to change the name.
Yeah. So this week, I was working away for a few days, and I went to get a coffee in a busy coffee shop. I won't name it because there are plenty of coffee shops.
Lots of coffee shops are available.
And it was really quite busy, but there was enough space that everybody could queue.
Yeah.
And I had my little rucksack on. I was in the queue. And the guy behind me felt the need to stand that close to me that every time I made a move to the right or the left, my backpack brushed across his stomach. So
was he fat? Did he have a big belly anyway?
But my irk is how people feel the need to stand that close to you.
Yeah.
Personal space is my issue.
Yeah.
Nobody can get between you. No one's going to jump in the queue. It's not going to be a problem. But you don't have to be, so your hot breath is breathing down my neck.
Maybe he's not got any spatial awareness because he's not aware of how big his belly actually is.
Yeah, but surely it was annoying him.
Yeah.
And the girl behind him had left enough space. I mean, I'm a touchy-feely person. Yeah. I love a hug, but if I don't know you, don't touch me.
Don't touch me, no. I mean, there's places you can't avoid it, like on the tube and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, that's unavoidable. But in a queue, where there's a queuing system going on, that millimetre is not going to get your coffee any quicker.
No. And it is uncomfortable, isn't it, when you find someone just like there. It's like at the side of
your head. So then I felt like I had to do like a side turn because I felt like I was hitting him every 5 minutes. And then we're awkward because we were almost face to face. I could have done without it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, so that man, if you're listening, if you are one of the three.
Step back,
boy. We don't need you up our bums when we're in a queue. But you got your coffee.
Do you know what? Even if you just said, oh, sorry. I'm unaware. Oblivious. There's so many oblivious people. But that's a whole different subject, to be honest.
Yeah, there is. We can do a bit more on that. Right, so mine is about swearing, right? Okay. And road rage.
So if you've got children listening.
Yeah, no, it's about road rage. But, so I drove home via the motorway the other day. Mm-hmm. And had to, where the motorways, there's two of them, and one's splitting off to the left.
Yeah.
So I waited my turn, sort of merged in, wanted to get over onto the left-hand side because I want to go on that motorway that's going south rather than the one that's carrying on east to west. So I get us in the lane, pulls across. I can see this guy was flying up the inside lane, but there was a fair bit of space.
Yeah.
But I thought, you're going way too fast because it's a slip road and it's busy. We're like 5 o'clock as well. So I pulled in. Next thing is right at my backside and he flashed me. And that wound me up enough.
Straight away, flash me, I ain't moving.
Idiot on his own, yeah. And then next thing, he drove past me. Give me twos. But then, so I wasn't bothered about the twos, right? But then it got me thinking, because I didn't give him a oneer. But then I was thinking about twos and ones, right?
Yeah.
And for me, twos is a bit like Peter Kay, childish, up the side of your face. I'm with you. I would do it in school. I think one is like, one's a real, give it to you. Like,
so flipping in the bird is the way to go if you're peed off with somebody. Yeah. Twos is, I do that to my husband across the...
Yeah, I do be like, when it gets on my nerves, I go behind kitchen door and go, give it two, lots of twos.
Yeah.
But yeah, just when he did the twos, it annoyed me even more because I thought, are you like 12 and driving that car? It was like, twos. I was like, I was in the car with mum, so then I started shouting and I gave him a real... vicious one then as he drove off. But yeah, it just got me thinking about the twos and ones thing. I never do twos really because I'm not a road rager. I'm more of a whoops, sorry, wave, are you okay? Because I do it all the time because I'm not the best driver. But yeah, it was just the fact that gave me twos and he like give it a wiggle, you know, like when people go up and down with it as well, they've said, I was just like, how pathetic are you?
You irked him. If he was doing a podcast, he'd be talking about you.
So I would be interested in anybody listening can comment.
One or two.
Yeah. And are you agreed that, you know, one is the, like, the more serious of the two? So that I can judge it when other people do it to me.
On a different note, I must talk about, or at least do it more often than I think, since today when you picked my son up from school, the conversation with the teacher was that he had been discussing
the ones. Yeah, it's always the days when I pick him up as well, which is comedy. But yeah, can I have a word? Those are the words that no mum.
I
mom
just love that it's always when you pick him up. I kind of just say he's not like some, you know, he's not in trouble every day, he's the child with his own mind.
I don't pick him up every day, fortunately.
No. Just on the rare occasion that you do.
I could see her eyeballing me. I knew it was coming. It's the five words at most. Yeah, from
it's the chin lift.
The chin lift, yeah.
It's the chin lift and the.
Can I have a word?
Yeah, just the soft voice of, what has my child, or in your case, my nephew done?
I think I also went, I'll have a word with Helen, just to make it clear that I'm not his mother.
Yeah. So now I'm going to have to do the, we've spoke about it, we've told him it's inappropriate, and he's apologised.
Well, at least, on the good thing, he said, I was telling somebody that I knew that one finger was swearing.
Yeah.
So he knows.
The fact that he was even talking about it.
Yeah, but maybe like he knows, so maybe he won't do it again. But you know,
we'll see.
At least he can. At least it's not a two finger.
Yeah.
At least he didn't go. He's giving.
He's
two
hardcore.
Fingers.
He's hardcore. That's what we can say.
Imagine me.
It's not childish with his finger flipping. He's a hardcore.
If she'd have said to me, "Can I have a word?" He's done two fingers. I go, two fingers. I'm pathetic.
How old is he, 6?
Two fingers is about right. One finger at a 6-year-old is it's a bit harsh. Depends how hard he's dug it up afterwards, so it as well.
Oh my word.
Sisters! Right, so I'm going to go with another one.
Okay, go on.
So this is something that... I don't go on social media as much as I used to, because it winds me up. And I think we all know, like, mental health-wise... you've got to limit your time on social media because it's just a
I'm a major
picture.
FOMO sufferer.
Yeah, exactly. It's a picture painter, isn't it? And people don't put the good as well as the bad.
Selective.
So. Yeah. Saying that, we're probably going to advertise this all over social media.
Yeah, probably.
So just please look at your social media. You're probably looking at it now if you listen to this. But yeah, so one. So I've never been, this might be controversial, so I'm going to throw it in there. I've never been a huge fan of the whole Disneyland thing, right? I like Disney movies and all that sort of stuff, but I've never had a real inkling, you know, real need to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
But I get it. I totally get why people love it. I'm sure it's absolutely amazing when I get there. My boy's never asked to go, so we've never had it in plan. Whether we do it at some point, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and I love, you know, I like the pictures. It looks brilliant. But what really gets my goat, makes me laugh, is the pictures of adults with the Disney princesses. With the Disney princess. So I get it for the kids, right? Have a picture with Goofy, you believe it, don't you?
Yeah.
You believe you with Belle, you believe you with Cinderella.
Yeah, but I get what you mean. Grown woman.
But grown woman with Cinderella in a dress, I don't get that. I don't get how you're not looking thinking, this is, you know, like Cindy from Florida who does this on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Does this! And then goes to college and then probably gets... ass up with the mates on a weekend.
Yeah.
And he's not a real Disney princess. She's just got an outfit on. I mean, I could do that for you. If, you know, email us and I will come round to your house in a Elsa costume and take a photo with you. You don't have to go to Florida. I'll do that for you. And I'm not being horrible about
I think we could go more Monsters, Inc. if I'm honest.
I was
including myself in that also. My consoler.
I think I'm overshot with an Elsa.
I do. I do. Ursula, maybe.
Overshooting. But the whole Disney, I love it. You know, I think it's great for people. I'm sure people absolutely love it. But the adult.
Yeah, and I can see the appeal.
The princess picture. I just think you're all there. You've got your marbles. That's not a real person that's anything to do with Disney, so do you not just feel totally weird?
So if they take a picture, keep it to yourself.
Well, yeah, if you really want to do it, just keep it to yourself. And I guess this is controversial, some people go, oh, no, but when you're there, you love it, you totally believe. I get it, but I just can't see past the... It's Cindy from Florida.
I'll take it with your kids.
Your kids are in it. It's about the kids believing. But yeah, just...
It must be an amazing experience. I've never been myself, but it must be an amazing experience to take your children and see them believe and enjoy.
Yeah.
But I'm with you.
Yeah, the adult pictures are just... Yeah. You can't believe it.
No.
They're real people. They're not the Disney princesses. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break the illusion, but I just don't get it.
I feel like you are going to pee people off.
I think this is the end of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Get back to going to have your picture taken with Elsa. I feel awful, but it bugs me.
Well, we all have our own things that get on our nerves.
Just don't get it. But yeah, so that's my second irk of the week is Disney pictures with fake princesses for adults. Sorry.
So my second one, it's not so much an irk. I think that's the wrong thing to use. It's probably more irk of myself.
Mm.
But you know when you're talking to somebody,
yeah,
and it's flowing, and then all of a sudden you think about looking them in the eye, and then you can't look them in the eye. But you don't know where to look.
Yeah.
So you then end up going, I'm not doing it right now. It's different with somebody that you know, it's okay. But when you're looking them in the eye and then you're like, do I look at the nose? I'm over staring. And then you look away and then you don't know. I get totally flustered with it. I do it nearly in every meeting and every conversation I have with somebody I don't know. And it'll go well for about 10 minutes and then I have the, where are you looking? Thought in my head, and I can't do anything. But where am I going to look now?
Yeah, and isn't it true that you only actually focus with one eye as it is anyway? So actually, then you've kind of in your head got to pick which eye you're going to use to which eye of theirs you're going to look at.
But also, it's the same with breathing. If you think about your breathing, and then you can't not think about your breathing, and then you can't just breathe.
Talking to someone who's got anxiety who overthinks absolutely everything. So I'm going to go home now tonight and think.
Worry about looking people in the eye and if you can breathe.
Yeah. If I stop breathing.
It's probably my irk with myself because it's something I think about all the time and think, don't do it, and then
you
I do it.
Just screwed everybody over that's listening anyway now because they're all going to go away and the next conversation they have, they're going to be like cross-eyed trying to work out where to look at that person. But then do you have the next level of that where you go, your brain suddenly goes, don't look at the boobs, don't look at the penis, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because I've had that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had some absolute classic meetings at work where there's, you know, I'm not going to name anything, but we went to a meeting recently where there was a very deep V-neck on a male with a hairy chest.
I know you could see. Can I just apologise if you can hear my dog barking in the background?
But the whole meeting was just, it was just the deep V, and the spidery hair's coming out, and I couldn't look anywhere. I don't even know what the meeting was about in the end.
I'm just right there with you. I am right there with you. It's like if they have a little bit of spittle food on the lip or in the teeth.
But I think I've got it.
Exactly the same. It's like when somebody says to you, have I got anything in my teeth? The first thing we all do is lick your teeth and go, you think about yourself. You don't care what they've just asked you.
Yeah, have I got anything in my teeth? You go, lick your own.
And then you go, no, you're fine. And the next question is, am I okay?
Yeah, it is. So if they've got it on their face, you spend
you
the whole
like
meeting.
You feel like it's a subliminal.
In the corner, you spend the whole meeting like,
Or an eye bogey.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, I sometimes get imagined, like, it's like phantom eye bogey or bogey up the nose when you're in a meeting and then you're like, you're rubbing it, and then you're rubbing your eye, and then you're like, you're conscious it's there, but then you think, I'm over rubbing it, and everyone's going to be brought attention to it. And then when you get out and you look in the mirror, there's nothing there, and you felt like there was a phantom bogey there all along.
I've had that with one of my chin hairs in a meeting, and I've gone, oh my God, does that chin hair? And then in my head, it's like a massive sprouted pube coming out of my chin. So the whole meeting, I've been sat with my hat, like resting my chin on my hand, because all I can think is, and I come out and look in the mirror, and there's nothing there. I can't even bloody see anything. It probably took about 6 months to grow, but I'm like, literally in the meeting, I just feel like I look like, I don't know, grot bags or something, you know, like something out of a film.
The twits.
With just a giant hair. Oh, God, it's awful, isn't it? It's so self-conscious. We shouldn't give a shit, really.
No.
But it's because you see it on other people.
And then you're frightened that you've got the same.
Same eye bogey.
I feel like I've got a phantom bogey now.
I won't tell you, though. I just let you style it out for the rest of the day. I'd probably take you out purposely, take a Snapchat of you, get it out there in the world.
I don't care.
And share it with people. Yeah.
I genuinely do. I'd be devastated, but we have to style it out sometimes.
It's not an irk, but it's definitely a...
Yeah, it's not an irk. It's a self-irk. It's a self-irk.
I wonder if that's getting Dictionary Corner. Ring up Susie Dent and see if she can find it, a self-irk.
Self-irk, sorry, it's not a word.
Sorry, it's not a word.
It's not a word.
Countdown, that's one I'd go on.
A celebrity countdown.
Is there a celebrity?
Yeah, or is it not like...
It's that 8 out of 10.
It's comedian. Yeah, we're not funny enough for that.
No, it's not.
We're not funny enough.
It's a stupid mum version.
Yeah.
But I'd quite go on Countdown.
Yeah, you're cleverer than me. I couldn't...
Well, yeah, I'm not going to deny that. We'll skip.
Got to give you one thing.
When it comes to numbers, when it comes to logic puzzles...
Yes, definitely.
I'm a bit of a geek. I'd say Countdown would be one for me. Quite like to meet Nick, whatever his name is. It moves from The Apprentice.
It's never been the same, though.
Richard Whiteley. It's only up the road, isn't it?
Richard Whiteley,
Mayor
of Wetwang.
Mayor of Wetwang, was it?
Yeah, did you not know that?
No, Wetwang, so...
If I am wrong, please correct me, but I'm sure he was the mayor
Google away. Is
or something.
Was Richard Whiteley the mayor of Wetwang?
It was connected
Wetwang
to
Wetwang. Wetwang is a place...
On the way to Bridge.
On the way to Bridlington, and as kids... That we used to drive that way to coast, didn't we? And Dad used to go, "What is Wetwang?" Yeah. It was like the funniest name ever.
Give us a shout out if you're from Wetwang.
Whoop whoop! I don't think our audience, unless Mum has gone to Wetwang for the day. Right. So I've got loads of irks, but I'll save some. But I've made a revelation.
A funny of the week.
Yeah, I've got a funny of the week. A revelation of the week. To be fair. So we often have this with song lyrics, don't we?
Yeah, and I'm sure everybody else has the same thing.
So you make them up in your head. And I know this has been widely covered by a famous Boltonian comedian. With some of that. But genuinely, there's loads that you've, like, songs you've heard for years. And you don't know what it is. Yeah? So this week I've been listening to... I was listening to some 80s stuff. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And there's a line in the song that says...
Let's see if I know the right words. I don't, probably won't, because I make up my own words constantly.
It leads into it now, so it goes... When the... What do you think it is? It goes...
I don't know what bit of the song
is. No. I'm trying to think. So, well, I put it this way. I thought it was... When the world... Can make a stand. When the world can make a stand, oh girls, they wanna have fun.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you.
Do you know what it is? It's when the working day is done.
Oh no! Yeah, I knew that.
When the world can make a stand, I'm literally.
When the working day is done,
oh girls,
they wanna have fun.
At 20 odd years, I've been. When the world can take a stand, oh girls. Literally yesterday. Yesterday years old when I found that out.
Okay, I'll take you when the working day is done, and I'll raise you. Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. Mona. That's what for years I thought. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. Mona.
Mona.
Yeah.
There was a song.
Don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat over.
What is it? Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over. Yeah, and I thought it was temp the boat, Mona.
Temp the boat, Mona.
And it was only, I don't even know where, it, again, one day I was listening to it and I heard the real words.
Well, I had the one as well. Oh, there was a song about Mona, wasn't there? But do you remember Craig McLaughlin sang it? Henry from Neighbours. Oh, sang that
Craig
song.
McLaughlin. Is
hey,
he...
Mona. Yeah.
It's not Jason Donovan, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. I had another one. I had, I've told you this one before, I think. But that, is it Lola's theme? I'm a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that
turn
I.
My world
I'm a
around.
Different person, but for years I used to just sing some gobbledygook of I'm a different person. Because I just didn't know what it was. And again, that was like last couple of months that I figured that one out as well.
So I think now. We want to hear what you guys have listened to
yeah.
and misheard and yeah. then...
No Googling because...
And realised yeah. years later.
Yeah, but yesterday when the working day is done, honest yeah. to God, when the world can take a stand, I can hear it fully. I'm never going to do when the world can take a stand again now because, I've heard it, I've fixed it, but there must be millions of others that I'm just singing up my own rubbish for. But yeah, I was like,
well, when the really? Work, when the world can take a stand, tempt Mona.
Tempt Mona. Tempt Mona, absolutely.
Yeah, so,
I had one last thing that came out yesterday, actually. So, first day of spring today, right, yeah. officially.
Oh, is it?
About 21st March, isn't it? First
day oh, is it like the same every year?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Well, 21st of every
month. In my 30-something years, I've never known that
there
was
you go, when the world can take a stand, 21st of the month. But 21st of March, spring, 21st of June, summer.
Ah, okay.
Whatever's after that. 21st of September. And then 21st of December is the shortest day of the year.
I do know it's spring forward this next weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, not this Saturday. Saturday the 30th or whatever it is. Yeah, spring forward.
So first day of spring yesterday. It was a nice day, to be fair. It was a nice day. Three sets of bare legs. Not being funny.
Excessive.
21st of March. People.
Surprised you didn't see somebody with the top off.
Well...
And, sure. And somebody put in a Facebook picture of the kid in a paddling pool.
Yeah, we've got that all to come up with. Well, we'll save that. Yeah. Save that for next
sure,
time.
That'll be an irk of the future.
That's going to be an irk of the future. Sun's out, picture of it out the window. It's like when it snows, isn't it?
Yeah. It's snowing.
Great.
Brilliant.
Thanks for that. We'll get out of bed and have a look.
Don't have to
put
leave.
It on Facebook. Nice
don't have
one.
To leave.
Well, I think that's us done for.
Yeah,
this
I think
way,
it's, I think if we carry on in bar, we'll bore people.
Yeah.
But... if you've listened, thank you.
Yeah, thank you if you've listened. And if you want to come back again, just like it and share it. And
comment a nice comment.
And tell us that you liked it or not liked it or that we need to get closer to the microphone.
Yeah, which I'm guessing this is going to be temperamental. There's going to be a change in volume. So if you listen to this on headphones, I apologise that it's gone up and down a little bit.
Yeah, but we're doing this on a budget. We're like in the living room with a... world's cheapest.
Apologise again for the dog in the background.
Dog in the background. You know, man, we're doing our best on a limited budget, aren't we? So we have got an Instagram page. We've probably seen it because that's probably where you found this. Sisters of No Mercy.
No Mercy.
No Mercy, because I think she got it wrong right at the beginning.
The beginning of the podcast, Sisters of Mercy. We can have mercy sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, Sisters of No Mercy was that we're not going to take any mercy on people. You know, we're just going to say what we think. But it was kind of, we were trying to put a twist on a saying. But sisters does not rhyme with shit. And there's no phrases with the word sisters in. We kind of wanted to make it obvious. So we've got an Instagram. We've got a Facebook.
Like, subscribe, all the things that the kids say.
Yeah, kids say like, subscribe.
Swipe up.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
And we've got an email address. We have got an email address.
Yeah, so if you've got any future things, your irks that you'd like us to cover... any of the things that we've talked about today that you've had experiences of, please email us.
Yeah, at sisters. It's called sistersofnomercy@yahoo.com.
So that's sistersofnomercy@yahoo.com. Right, there you go.
And it's on our. It's in my bio on my Instagram as well. Get me.
Amazing.
Don't you think we're like super?
Am I gonna have to like go back
link
into the
in
world?
Bio.
We have to go back into the world of social media now.
Yeah, you are. But yeah, thank you for listening. Oh, and also, you know, you never know, there's spots for special guests, friends, family. If you want to come on.
If you're a minor celebrity.
Minor Z list, strictly. Ten a lady, call us. We're here.
We're here.
Speak to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.